Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guests are Carolyn and Charles Thurston, and today's episode is brought to you by Franchise Payments Network, iPost, and Scorpion. It seems like digital marketing channels pop up every day with social media, Google search, video, apps, email, mobile, and more. Your franchisees are spending more time and money juggling more vendors than ever before, all while trying to make sense of an endless stream of data that's dumped into spreadsheets. Scorpion is a digital marketing company that helps franchise brands and their franchisees get out of the weeds of digital marketing. With a combination of technology and expertise, Scorpion connects all the marketing dots to provide clear, personalized plans that are measured against the one thing that your franchisees care most about: revenue growth. Finally, a cohesive, brand-approved strategy for all of your franchisees that eliminates the time-consuming, expensive, and confusing task of managing an ever-expanding list of disconnected marketing platforms and vendors. I think we can all appreciate fewer invoices and meetings and better results. To learn more, visit scorpion.co/geek. That's scorpion.co/geek. Carolyn Thurston is the CEO and Charles Thurston is the COO of Wisdom Senior Care. And it's great to catch up with them right now on Social Geek Radio. Good morning. How are both of you?
We are great. And we're very excited to be here and have an opportunity to share.
I am so looking forward to our conversation today to see not only what you're up to, but I want to learn about this Black Franchise Leadership Council. Before we go there, can you both give us some background information about you, about getting into senior care and getting into franchising?
Wow. Well, I'll start off. And my name, of course, is Carolyn Thurston. I have a background in nursing. And ever since I was a small child, my father was in the Air Force. We traveled to many different places with him. And how I got into senior care was seeing how different cultures took care of their seniors. And at that time, it seemed like they really cherished them. And they never seemed to say when you reach a certain age, they would just put you away somewhere. So there was this desire inside of me to help seniors still feel that they had worth, that we can learn from them. So in the 11th grade, God had planted the seed of a name of my business, Wisdom. So from the 11th grade, it took me till about 2006 to really establish Wisdom Senior Care in Durham, North Carolina. And that's how Wisdom Senior Care was actually established. And I'll let Charles tell you the rest of the story.
Well, good morning, Jack. Like Carla said, I'm Charles Thurston. I tell everyone I'm just the O. He's the founder and the CEO. But we're having a lot of fun. Carla and I have been married going on 29 years. We've been in basically entrepreneurs, business owners, most of all of our adult life. My background is sales and in business development or operations. And like Carla said, I came aboard like 2007, but we were always, you know, working together, but full time. And the journey has been terrific. Carolyn is very modest. We actually own two other companies. We own a health academy. It's called Wisdom Health Academy, which is a school, certified nurse A1 training. And of course, with the franchising. But Carolyn, in 2016, right before 2016, she hit some crossroads and basically she got burnt out. And she was at the point of, what am I going to do? And I can't wait for her to elaborate on this. But I just told her, I said, we've gone this far, we can't stop. And this will lead us into why we started franchising, which happened in February of 2016.
Yeah, so I think what he's sharing with you is like a lot of small business owners, we found ourselves at that point. You're wearing so many different hats. And to be honest, I started to feel like I was about to lose my passion. And I didn't, it frightened me because this is all I wanted to do. So we had a friend who introduced us to a book called The E-Myth. And he told me, Carolyn, I want you to go home and I want you to read this book. And I believe you'll see yourself in the first few pages of this book. And you know what? When I read it, I was like, oh my goodness. I actually got mad at first. And then I said, but no, I need to change this, right? And in this book is when my eyes were opened up because I love sharing and I was always giving to other people. I had helped over at that point, I had helped in North Carolina. Over 250 people start their own home care company. And Jack, they were still coming back after a year, 3 years, 5 years needing help. So I realized people need, how about helping them along the journey, always being with people? And this book, Email, opened up franchising. So Charles, the way he is, and he's so excited, he started looking for what can we do? Knew we needed to be part of a strong organization in order to make this work. And he found the International Franchise Association, and that's how we're here at this point.
And that's where I met both of you sometime in the past 5 years. I love that idea. Actually, a couple of things in there, Carolyn, that I really love is first, there's this connection between military lives and families and franchising that we just can't shake, right? You know, you growing up as an Air Force brat, right? And and I think that there has to be some of that some of that you know military program is part of your DNA and also part of your passion, but also the idea that you had a passion about senior care, and somewhere along the line, franchising feels like it sort of reinvigorated that or helped you find that passion once again. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Yep, it is absolutely correct.
So let's flash forward several years along with the IFA. And recently, you've both been involved in something called the Black Franchise Leadership Council. Tell me about that. How did this start?
Wow. So, it's really interesting. Right now we're hearing a lot about the diversity piece of, but one thing that I think as your previous statement, being in the military and traveling around, you're really accustomed anyway to a lot of diversity, right? And so when Charles and I came into the IFA, prior to even this year coming in, they were having talks about how can we attract more people, a diverse group of people? How do we get them involved into franchising? And because this was something that I had never heard about until after what 2016, I'm like, gosh, where has franchising been? How come I'm just hearing about this now? So as the mission for the International Franchise Association, which is part of the Diversity Institute within the International Franchise Association, they wanted to foster an awareness, helping people to understand and how can they access franchise opportunities for Black entrepreneurs, and how can they create and maintain a structure within organizations that people can feel or there could be inclusion, diversity, and creativity be valued. We also wanted to form and be able to educate franchisors, franchisees, and just suppliers, anybody in the franchise community about how to start having discussions with people of color and making them aware that they too can have a place in franchising. So I'm thinking these are some of the mission behind this and why the International Franchise Association wanted to really focus in this specific area. Because right now, it's only a small percentage of people of color that actually own a franchise system. And when you ask people why, it's so many different reasons, right? But I think the very first thing is they first have to become aware, because that's where I was. The second thing is capital. So within this leadership council, we're looking at putting programs together to educate, even on the financing piece of, and doing it early enough. So as people are starting to roll out as an entrepreneur, they can have the education to make more informed decisions.
And that sounds like it's probably the most important piece of all of this. It might not be the most exciting, you know, the financial part of it, but if you don't have the capital, if you don't have the funding, you don't right. have a business. So right. I love that that financial education is part of this council and is actually going to make a difference in the future, because you're right, the percentage of minority-owned franchises are it's a small percentage now, but I think, you know, what all of you are working on is how do we change that for tomorrow yes. and next year and 5 years down the road.
Also, what's exciting regarding with the Black Franchise Leadership, the diversity, and of course IFA, you know, when we walked into those doors of that Emerging Franchisor Conference, we got excited. Because yes, we may not have seen a lot of people that look like us, but it didn't matter to Carolyn and I, because we embraced diversity. We wanted, you know, to just be a part of a great organization and a family. And what's so exciting is that when you can have a melting pot of everyone, we all want to succeed and grow. And just like you were saying, and Carolyn was saying earlier about with the finance part, when whether it's men and women of color or other ethnic backgrounds, when they really have a vision and a dream, the facts doesn't matter. With the with support and help, they'll figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's so exciting.
Back in just a moment after this word from iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more today at iPost.com. What's the plan for the council? Are you taking on additional members, committee members, projects? How could people get involved?
Wow, I love that. And you know, this is great because the way this council is set up, you currently don't have to be part of the International Franchise Association to even start having conversations and learning, right? And so we are having people, if you're interested, go visit the IFA website and submit your name, and some a representative will be back with you. But the key thing that we're looking at doing is we have three different council committees, and we're currently looking for people who are passionate in any of these areas. One of the committees that we have is the education committee. There's the Charles. You want to help me with the rest of the committees?
Well, yes, I'm on the marketing committee. Carolyn's the vice chair, by the way. I'm on the marketing committee, and then we have the committee for accessing capital.
Mm-hmm. And community mm-hmm. partnership. So there's four active committees, and we are currently looking for people who are interested in, you know, being part of any of these. And we will be having our next upcoming meeting that's coming. The date should be announced before the end of this month for June. And we're excited about that. And if you'll just submit your information to us, we'll assure that your name gets put on the list so that you can receive all updates as far as what the council is currently doing.
That's excellent. And I can't tell people enough, it's great to join an organization or an association, mm-hmm. but where you really gain knowledge and network and learn from colleagues is when you roll up your sleeves and get on a committee and, you know, working side by side with people who maybe have been in this industry a little bit longer than you. That's where you really get some value from organizations like the IFA. So we'll have links to all of those places on today's show notes so people can find the IFA site nice and easily too. Before we go, tell me what's new at Wisdom. What sorts of things are you both working on right now?
Wow, we're so excited because we are, even with COVID, we're growing, right? So our goal is focused on the East Coast pretty much, and we've now expanded into our first state outside of North Carolina, which is Georgia, Savannah. And guess what? Jack is a veteran. He served 21 years in the military. And we just signed a new state in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Charles, you want to tell about that?
Yes. Well, Jemamie Collins, she is a brand new Wisdom franchisee. Actually, as of last week in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And like Carolyn said, we have a plethora of diversity. Our first franchisees are actually Chinese. We have single women of color that are franchisees. And then, of course, single male and married couple. So our goal is to get every background we can, ethnic background, to be a part of the Wisdom family. But like Carolyn said, we definitely want to always honor our veterans or just that passion, dream to serve those seniors. And the other good thing, Jack, is that we are now getting ready to start into the state of Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
We've been approved for Virginia. We're working on New York next. So we got a lot of irons in the fire.
Excellent. If anyone has questions about Wisdom Senior Care or getting involved either as a customer or potentially as a business owner, where can we send them?
They can go to our 1-800 number is 1-800-280-3758. And our email will be charles@wisdomseniorcare.com.
Excellent. We'll have that in today's show notes as well. Well, Carolyn and Charles, first of all, it was great to see you both a couple of weeks ago at the Franchise Expo in Nashville. It was just good to see some friendly faces again. And I hope to see you both maybe at some franchise events this fall or at the very least next February at the 2022 IFA convention.
Yes.
Done deal.
Excellent. Thanks so much for your time today, and we will chat with you very soon.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Before we go, a quick word from Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate, an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused in the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales frequency and visibility. Through custom-branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits. Create new revenue streams with Pollinate, where everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out the Pollinate dashboard at pollinate.com/marketing. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.